Welcome to the inspirational phone line of Second Presbyterian Church. This week's scripture passage is from Mark chapter 10, verses 35 through 45. It begins, "Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. 'Teacher,' they said, 'we want you to do for us whatever we ask.'" Wow, well, that was bold. "When James and John asked Jesus to sit them at his right and at his left in his glory, he responded by asking them if they could drink from his same cup and experience his same baptism yet to come." Jesus knew what lay ahead for him. He also knew that, like James and John, we all have a natural need for recognition and reward for our good works and devotion. But Jesus reminds his followers and us all that power and prestige are not the way of God. In fact, the shiny allure of these things, along with our desire for success and recognition, can trap us all. So how do we live as Jesus did, as a servant? He tells us that the places at his right and at his left in his glory belong to those for whom they have been prepared. So what does this mean for us? And what are we to do? Jesus clearly tells us that we are to serve others, and he reminds us that we're all equal in this life. No one of us is any better than another of us, no matter the amount of one's power or wealth. After all, we each have special gifts and unique talents, and our purpose is to share those gifts and talents with others as a means of serving, not for glory or recognition. I know that can be hard. We are human after all. But if we hear Jesus' teaching, we understand that we are not to, quote, lord it over others, and that real greatness is not the power that oppresses or the action that seeks recognition, but real greatness is the service and caretaking of others, done out of love and compassion. Of course, Jesus' greatest act of service was his last. Verse 45 says, "For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." In looking at this verse, I realized this ransom, meaning to secure freedom, transformed our own human experience, the human existence, enabling us, through Jesus' teaching and God's love, to be better and to do better. In other words, to serve. At the beginning of this passage, Jesus asks James and John, "What is it you want me to do for you?" I think, like the great teacher he was, Jesus was really showing us how to engage and serve the world and those around us. I know this question will certainly help me to remember when I get caught up in my own life, my own needs and concerns, that my real purpose here is to be a good human. Not perfect, and certainly not seeking reward, but to show kindness, compassion, and generosity wherever and whenever I can. And to ask, "What is it you want me to do for you?" Go out and have a blessed week.